public comment on a proposed bill on whether or not self-defense can be used as the basis to apply for a gun license. That closes on the 2nd of August. It was already extended, and it's been extended to the 2nd of August. So far, the police ministry says more than 100,000 public comments have been received so far. Of course, we don't know if these are individual comments with individual motivations or it's signatures on an online petition. But nevertheless, the proposal is to remove self-defense as a reason for an application for a gun license. I personally would be in favor of forms of gun and weapon regulation in principle. Of course, the issue in South Africa is not legal guns, but the availability of illegal firearms that have flooded South Africa. And these last 2 weeks also continues to show the limitations of the South African Police Service and how in some communities, businesses and even whole shopping complexes in Gauteng and KZN have had to call on people to defend them, whether it be private security or whether it be community members organizing around those structures. And a really insightful opinion piece on litnet.co.za, right-hand columnist Bettina Weingart makes the argument direct to the president himself. Forget about gun reform, at least for now, Mr. President. Bettina joins me now on the line. Bettina, thanks so much for coming on to the Morning Review. Whether you're a gun abolitionist or whether you're a gun hoarding libertarian, the last 2 weeks have probably and conclusively confirmed that South Africa and its South African police isn't equipped to defend communities at the moment.
No, absolutely not. I think we've seen these images in KZN and in Gauteng where, you know, community members and security, private security firms and taxi owners had to circle around shopping centers with their own guns because the police was nowhere to be found. Mm. And, you know, that sort of thing, I think, makes potential gun owners and current gun owners very nervous about the Gun Reform Act, the Firearms Control Act.
It makes me, as someone who has never and will never have an inclination to apply for a gun license or to own a gun, it makes me nervous as well, because with legislation that is wide-reaching, like gun reform legislation, there also needs to be a form of public participatory will, goodwill from the public. And at the moment, the public doesn't seem to have that much goodwill or the confidence that the police or the state can protect them.
Well, I think it's not so much a matter of having the goodwill, it is seeing in practice what's happening. I mean, think about every protest action we've seen in the last probably 10 years. The police have water cannons, they have rubber bullets, they have all of those things, but they tend to not use it. And I'm not saying shoot at protesters. I'm saying, you know, when there are always a lawless element to all these protests, those people need to be prevented in some way. And the police seems to be either unwilling or unable to do that.
It also seems as if it's a politically inopportune moment to address gun reform in South Africa. And there have been gun stores and there have been people who facilitate licenses at the moment that says, look, the bulk of the new customers is actually a black middle class in South Africa saying, we want to come legally register for a firearm, do the competency test, get the application and legally own a gun. And if we're looking at a black middle class in South Africa, politically, with what, 2 years to go to a national elections, I don't think there's really would be an appetite electorally to support this current government on that.
I don't think there's ever an appetite to support a government who is unable to protect their citizens. Now, it's an election year, so now it's particularly sensitive, but I don't think at any point in the last 10 years there would have been an opportune time to start this process.
Mm. So what you're saying in your piece, it's written in the form of a direct letter to the president. You even call him Oom Cyril. About what is needed and why gun reform at the moment, at least, is not the right thing to do.
Well, the argument I make in the piece is that, one, illegal guns need to be removed, and that needs to be addressed. The police needs to be more effective in their policing services. And before that happens, I don't think there's going to be any, as you call it, appetite for people to turn in their guns. As long as we as citizens feel unsafe, we're not going to give in our guns. We're not going to support any gun reform process that the government wants to start. And think about it this way. They say remove these self-defense option from any new applications for firearms. There's also a move, and this has been going on for a number of years, for current firearm owners to return their firearms. Now, suppose I am a female sales rep and I need to travel long distances. Now I can't apply for a firearm for self-protection. And that's ridiculous. The two main arguments that the government use is, one, guns are being used for domestic violence, and two, that gun owners are targeted by criminals. Now, in the first instance, that women are being abused by their husbands, that is not really, I think, a sound argument, because the Domestic Violence Act that's currently in operation specifically provides for a provision where if you apply for a protection order and you make the allegation that a gun has been used to threaten or to hurt you, that the police can immediately confiscate that firearm and that the competency of the firearm license holder will be revoked if needs be, the license of the firearm owner. So that argument doesn't really hold water. And the second one, that gun owners are targeted by criminals. If the police are effective in the policing of all criminal activities, then that shouldn't be a problem.
We're speaking to Bettina Venkar. She's a writer and columnist writing on litnet.co.za, essentially an opinion piece directly addressed to the president. Forget my fine gun reform, Uncle Cyril. Forget about gun reform, Uncle Cyril, Mr. President. There's been the argument, Bettina, or the principle to the right of defense. There's no principle or the right to owning guns in our constitution. In terms of constitutional rights and responsibilities, what does that say when it comes to people's right to self-defense?
Well, look, it's a well-established legal principle that you are able to defend yourself, you are able to defend someone else, and you have a right to do that. In fact, in some instances, there's even considered to be an obligation to defend someone else if you can. I agree with you, there's no right to own a firearm specifically. But, you know, if a lot of criminals have firearms, and we've seen this over and over, you don't bring a knife to a firefight, you know. Just thinking about my own town, just a week ago, a business was robbed, and when the police came on the scene, the robbers started shooting at the police. At the police, not even at individuals, at the police, they started shooting. So then the question is, how am I going to defend myself against a robber or a criminal who is willing to enter my premises and is willing to use a firearm if I'm not allowed to have a firearm? I'm not saying that there should be the Wild West and that everyone should start shooting at each other. And certainly there needs to be provisions in place to make sure only responsible adults are allowed to own firearms. But the problem shouldn't be legal firearms. The problem should be that all the police should be focusing on illegal firearms. And that's the point I'm making in my piece.
Let's go to a quick voice note, 0725671567, or you can call in on this matter, on this topic, 0214460567. Honestly, let's have a listen.
morning, Lester. I think that one of the problems that we have regarding gun licenses is just the term in and of itself, gun license. Nobody's hunting with a pistol. Nobody's doing sport. Well, I suppose there is sport shooting with pistols. Like, I've been hunting. I enjoy it. I'm not going to say I'm vegan. But nobody uses a pistol. That's what rifles are for. Clay pigeon shooting, hunting as a sport, or shotgun usage, that's something entirely different. I don't think we have a gun problem in South Africa. I think we have a pistol problem, something that is something that somebody can carry on them and conceal. We should have a different license to say pistol licenses should be a massively different and more difficult thing to apply for than something like a rifle or a shotgun that you can use for hunting or recreation.
Yeah, also, if you were to use that principle of what are the more dangerous weapons in South Africa, more knives and blunt objects are used in the course of taking another person's life in South Africa than in fact guns are, Bettina.
That's correct, yes. And the point I also make in my article is, if people don't have guns, they'll find someone else if they want to kill something else if they want to kill someone. Yes, very often people use their fists, blunt objects, bottles, you name it, people will find something to kill someone with if they want to. Guns definitely are not the main weapon of choice. And also, gun ownership is quite small. I think it's something like 3 million people in South Africa that might have guns, that own guns. Well, we're talking about legal ownership now. About 3 million people who legally own guns, I think, around that figure. So it's not a huge number.
But Bettina, would you agree then that it is at least not gun reform for now worth a level of public confidence in the state to protect communities and people? But it is definitely a conversation that we need to have, especially when we see the global trend of increasing or inputting more gun reform policies, particularly small firearms in many developing countries, that they're starting to implement more stringent forms of gun control. Of course, South Africa may be a while from that.
Yeah, and we definitely need more stringent controls. I, for one, would like to see that each applicant undergoes psychiatric evaluation before they're issued with a gun. In its current form, what we have is a competency test, a background check, which includes a criminal record test, and then a home visit. I don't think that's sufficient. There definitely needs to be more stringent qualification. But that's a different conversation to, you're not allowed to have a gun to defend yourself. And I was listening to the caller who just left a message. Why should it be okay to hunt and not to defend yourself? That logic doesn't make sense to me.
Bettina, knowing your work and knowing your writing in the past, you're also an anti-crime, anti-violence campaigner, and you've written a lot and extensively about particularly community safety and domestic violence. I must admit the tone suggests something different to what I've read of you before, as someone who is very staunch supporter and an advocate against, for example, gender-based violence and violence in our communities. What is, or how does this realization come about?
Well, it's not a new realization. I mean, and the two are not in conflict with each other. Just because I am against domestic violence does not mean that I'm saying allowing guns is okay in a domestic abuse situation. Yes, I am against violence generally, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit still and allow someone to murder me and not defend myself. I mean, that goes against every instinct I think every person has. So I don't think the two are in conflict with each other.
Let's go to a quick call now. Glenn in Montague Gardens. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lester. I don't currently own a pistol. Okay. I used to own a pistol, but you had a caller earlier that said, no, the pistols are the problem. Hunting rifles are not. And I just thought about it. You know, that's a bad mentality or bad reference point, because there's many South Africans who compete with pistols in competitions. Mm. However, what I actually did want to mention is, in South Africa, you have home abuse, you have all sorts of things, and you have little ladies who are scared at home. But if you have a pistol, whether you're big, small, ginormous, whatever, you're able to defend yourself against anybody who comes up against you. So what I'm saying is, we might have different strengths or different weaknesses. However, having a pistol to defend yourself makes us all equal. So as I say, I don't own a pistol at the moment, but it is so naive by somebody expecting you to be able to defend yourself in the home when, what are you going to use, a bread knife?
Lenny Montague Gardens, thank you so much. I think the bottom line of this conversation and this current debate at the moment is that there would be so little public appetite amongst various population groups and communities in South Africa of whether this will even get to the president's desk, or if it gets to the president's desk, not going to be actioned until he has clear political runway, to even prevent discontent when it comes to elections, Bettina.
I don't have a sense that the president himself is against gun ownership for the self-defense. I've never had that sense from him. But definitely there is pressure from within the party that there should be gun reform. I don't think it's going to happen before the election, whenever the election is, whether it's this year or next year.
We have to also put it in context. This is a legislation that is draft legislation by the police's secretariat body, not even from the Minister of Police. It's a policy suggestion from an arm of the police. So that is just probably some of the clarification around it.
It's not a suggestion. It's an attempt to amend. It's an attempted amendment bill. So it needs to go through the process, and the point where it's at now, with each new act, it needs to go through a public participation process, and that's where it's at now. Mm. After 2nd August, depending on what they decide, it will probably go to Parliament and to the NCOP. We'll see what happens. But the impression I've had is that there are far more comments against the amendment than in favor of it.
Mm. Bettina Weingart, thank you so much. Go read a piece on litnet.co.za. I'd like your thoughts on it. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. You're listening to The Morning Review.